Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our study of the Christian marriage relationship. Yesterday, I talked to you about the importance of esteeming one another more highly than ourselves, how it's so important for the husband and for the wife to take the attitude of considering the other person more important. We find this admonition in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. In the Amplified Translation, it says it this way: let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned, not merely for his own interests, but also for the interests of the other. This concept is quite the opposite of the world's way of looking at things. We live in a day when we are encouraged to look out for ourselves, be careful not to be run over, and to think most highly of ourselves as number one and everyone else after that. However, God's economy is completely the opposite. The Lord tells us we're to humble ourselves, have a spirit of humility, and be ones that are willing to esteem others more highly than ourselves, to look out for other people's interests more than our own interests. This applies so beautifully and perfectly in the marriage relationship. Most marriages that fail, fail because of a lack of a person putting the other person first. And in fact, most failed marriages will report to you that they did not get out of the marriage what they expected or what they had wanted to get out of it. That's a definitely selfish attitude. And yet God calls us as Christian husbands and wives to look for ways to esteem our husband, esteem our wife more highly than ourselves. Look out for their interests above our own. If you had a husband and wife doing this in the marriage relationship, there would be marital bliss in that situation. But regardless of whether your spouse is thinking in the same way, you can inject some life and some love into your marriage relationship if you will take the step first of being the person to esteem your husband or your wife more highly than yourself. It will take them by surprise, it'll bless them, and it will definitely light a spark in your marriage. Today, I'm going to talk about 10 ways for a husband to make his wife feel secure. Yesterday, I spoke to the wives on how to make your husband feel important. Today, this is directed at the husbands, and these are 10 ways that you can make your wife feel secure in your love for her. In Ephesians, the wives are encouraged 3 different times to respect their husbands, and the husband is encouraged to love his wife. Women need to feel the security of the love of the husband. So husbands, get out your pen. Here's 10 ways that you can make your wife feel secure in your love. Number 1. Show lots of affection. Women have a great need for affection, oftentimes more than men would verbalize the need for themselves. But affection, both public and private affection, and not just in a sexual sense of the word affection, physical affection, but very simple loving affection, touch, a kiss, a hug. These are very, very important to a woman. It will give your wife the reassurance that she is number one in your eyes. If you remember when you were dating your wife, husbands, you were without a doubt affectionate toward her, showed her your physical affection, as well as affectionate words, kind words, compliments. These are very important. But physical affection, both in public and private, holding her hand, putting your arm around her, opening the door for her, just these simple things that show an affectionate and caring heart toward her will bless her and make your wife feel very secure. This is something that many men fall short in this area. They make the assumption, she knows I love her, I married her, that's it. But women need a constant reassurance and of physical affection, and this will keep your marriage relationship alive and not allow it to wither and die on the vine. Second on this list of ways to make your wife feel secure is verbal praise. A lot of men perhaps are not as verbal as women. When studies have been done, females tend to be more verbal than males. Not in every case. Certain personality types obviously are more highly verbal than others. But as a general rule, studies have shown that even as children, girls tend to be more highly verbal than boys. But it does not have to be the limiting factor for you. You need to make a decision, even if you're a man, a few words, that you are going to invest in praising your wife with your words, complimenting her, and avoiding critical comments. One of the favorite stories that I've ever heard on this as being a part of the secret to a happy marriage was a reporter asked a gentleman who had just celebrated his 50th wedding anniversary how he kept his marriage alive and what he would say would be a good prescription for a happy long-term marriage such as his. And the elderly gentleman took out a pocket watch and showed this pocket watch to the young reporter. And this pocket watch had been given to him by his wife's father on their wedding day. And he opened the pocket watch, and there written across the face of the watch were the words, "Say something nice to Sarah." He would see it throughout his day. Every time he checked his time, checked the watch, there was that exhortation, "Say something nice to Sarah," which was his wife's name. I encourage you. Verbal praise, compliments will cause your wife to feel loved and feel secure and encouraged and will bless her more than you even realize. And also avoiding critical comments, but using your words as a means to edify, build up, and bless your wife will go much farther than you could ever imagine in causing your marriage relationship to be warm and satisfying and long-term. The third suggestion in this list of 10 ways to make your wife feel secure is this. Publicly speak highly of your wife. Publicly. This is something that will, maybe you would say, embarrass your wife, but truthfully, it will bless your wife. This is an important thing. Brag about your wife to others in front of her, where she can hear you. It will be a blessing to her. Give thanks for her publicly. These are things that will do wonders for your marriage relationship. Number four is this. Be consistent, men, in your words and in your actions. One of the things that a wife doesn't need to have to worry about is how you're going to react. When a man is very volatile, and sometimes he'll respond without a problem, but sometimes he'll go off and fly off the handle, that does not make a person feel secure, whether it's a wife or a child or a coworker. Be a person who's committed to be consistent in your words and in your actions, in your gentleness, in the way that you treat your wife and your children. It will bless your marriage tremendously. Number five is this. Be a man, be a husband that will pray about all major decisions before acting. This will help your wife to feel secure, and it will also go far in setting a tone in your home and in your marriage relationship that you are someone that depends upon God. But don't make any major decisions before praying about it and making sure your wife knows you are praying for God's wisdom for all major decisions before acting. Number six is this one. Put God's will first in your life, not your own desires or goals. A woman will find it easy to follow the leading of a man who she is confident really puts God's will first and not his own selfish desires or goals. Be a person who will put God's will first in your life. Number seven is this. anticipate the needs of your wife, both her physical needs. Sometimes you may have to observe that she is very physically exhausted from a long day and she needs a rest and a break. And you need to step in and say, honey, go lay down. I'll watch the children. You have had a very long day. Maybe the children have been up sick all night and this sort of thing. Be a person who can anticipate your wife's needs, whether they're physical, whether they're financial, practical, emotional, and be the one willing to go out on the limb and provide for this. Number 8, avoid comparing your wife to other women, whether to when you're speaking with her or whether when you're speaking with others. Do not compare her to other women. That is a very devastating thing to a woman emotionally. So you just need to make the decision. You're never going to go into that realm whatsoever. Number 9, husbands, date your wives, and not just on her anniversary or birthday. Be a man who is willing to fan the flame of your marriage by treating her as beautifully and as with much investment as you did when you were dating her. One author put it this way: if a man wants his marriage to come alive and grow, he must continue to do all that he did to win his wife and more. So I encourage you, men, be someone who will date your wife and surprise her, not just on her birthday or on your anniversary. And last of all this, help your wife practically and prayerfully with work that she has to do. Don't be the type of person that won't lift a finger in the home just because you have been out working all day. Well, she's been working all day too. And be one who will help practically. This shows love and helps your wife feel secure in your concern and affection for her. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Treat others, treat your spouse, treat your wife, or treat your husband with great esteem by treating them more highly than you even do yourself. And have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.